In the private schools, there are independent schools, which are commonly and confusingly now called public schools.
私立学校中一般令人困惑的是这些独立学校往往现在被人称为公学 public schools.
This kind of schools receive their funding through the private sector and through tuition fees with some government assistance.
这类学校通常通过私人资助和学费以及政府的援助获得资金。
Public, as in they, are open to anyone who can meet the fees, distinguished from religious schools, which are open only to members of their religion.
这类学校名称中的 public 是因为这类学校是开放给任何可以支付费用的人，用于区别于教会学校，只开放给他们的教会成员。
Some people call only the older fee-paying schools public schools, while others use the term for any such school.
有些人只把历史悠久的收费学校称为公学，而还有一群人则把这一类型的学校统称为公学。
Parents chose to pay fees in order to send their children to these schools because the quality of education is such that their children have a better chance of getting good universities and getting better jobs when they leave school.
家长们选择付学费让孩子们上这类学校，是因为这类学校提供的良好教育质量能够有助于他的孩子们有更有利的机会去上好的大学，以及毕业后能获得更优渥的工作。
Not so many years ago, private education was the preserve of children of nobility and the rich. Although today around half of the parents of private school pupils were themselves educated at state schools.
其实不久前，私立学校还是贵族和富人子弟的专利，但如今，私立学校学生的家长们，他们自己约有一半是在公立学校接受教育的。
There has been a sharp increase in the number of children attending private schools in recent years, owing to the increasing affluence of middle classes.
近年来，由于中产阶级日益富裕，上私立学校的孩子的人数急剧地增加了。
Some schools offer scholarships for those with particular skills or aptitudes to allow students from less financially well-off families to attend.
当然也有一些私立学校，它提供奖学金来资助那些有特殊才能或资质的学生，以支持这些经济上不太富裕的家庭的孩子们来上学。
The impact of the public schools in Britain was historically immense. The public schools helped Britain build its empire in terms of class-conscious code of behavior, speech, and appearance.
历史上，英国公学的影响是举足轻重的。公学都帮助塑造了英国在行为、言语及外表方面展现出来的浓郁的阶级意识。
It set a standard for conduct in the life of officialdom in Britain from the early 19th century to the mid-20s.
它还为19世纪初至20世纪中期英国上层人士的生活方式树立了标准。
The public schools were seen as preparing students for the ancient universities of Oxford and Cambridge.
而公学也通常被看作是为牛津和剑桥这两所古老大学培养学生的地方。
The typical great public school, such as Eton, Harrow, Winchester, Westminster, evolved from an institution founded by a single benefactor during the late Middle Ages or Renaissance.
典型的顶尖公学，例如伊顿公学、哈罗公学、温切斯特公学、威斯敏斯特公学，均是由中世纪晚期或文艺复兴时期的捐赠演变而来的。
From about the 17th century, the upper classes took increasingly advantages of the tuition afforded by these foundations. As people paying the market rate became more numerous, the schools were increasingly transformed into boarding establishments.
大约从17世纪开始，上层阶级越来越多地利用这些基金会提供的费用，而随着按高价支付学费的学生越来越多，这类公学更多的变成了寄宿学院。